Strange Adventure. John Friday knocked upon the door of the Marshall Real Estate Company.
Come in.
The little man opened the door and found himself in the nicely furnished office of Truett Marshall himself. The well-built, slightly gray-haired man sitting behind the desk motioned him to a chair.
Now, what can I do for you, sir? Now, if you're thinking of buying some A-number-one property, I have just the place.
Oh, but I didn't come to buy any real estate. This ad in the paper.
Oh, yes, the ad. Yes. You see, Mr. John
Friday.
Oh, yes, Mr. Friday. Yes, our company bought a parcel of land on the coast called Heavenly Hills, and we need a good man to dress up the ad so as to draw in more customers.
Oh, I'm sure I can handle the assignment, Mr. Marshall.
Good. Now, here's a section map of the place. I haven't seen the land myself. You'll have to use your imagination.
John Friday let his imagination run wild on the write-ups and layouts he concocted to lure prospective homeseekers to Heavenly Hills. John wrote such glowing accounts that he almost believed them himself. He looked at the section map and picked out a lot he thought he'd like. At last he had the desire, the money, and the nerve to approach Mr. Marshall. The real estate man was very pleased with the sale.
Mr. Friday, you are setting such a good example for the rest of our salesmen by purchasing a lot in our own development. I'm going to cut the price exactly in half. What's more, we'll drive out to Heavenly Hills this afternoon and take a look at your new home site.
It was quite a drive out the poorly graded road along the sandy, windswept beach. They topped a sand hill and almost ran over a sign that proclaimed in faded, wind-flecked words that they were now in the heart of Heavenly Hills. They got out of the car and looked around, disappointment mixing with the dust and sunburn that covered their faces. John Friday smiled weakly.
According to the map, my home by the sea is right here.
Well, maybe you'll strike oil on your land. There are a lot of wells close by. Now, look, that hill up there is full of them.
John kicked at a small bush, then stopped in amazement.
Maybe I've already struck oil. Look over there.
In one corner of the lot was a small spot of oil-soaked sand. There was more than a promise of oil, and it was on his land.
Mr. Friday, would you consider selling me a share in your property?
John hesitated, but the broker was determined.
I'll give you 3 times your purchase price for just a 1/4 interest in the oil rights of this land.
The new landowner agreed, and the men rushed back to the office to draw up the papers. The next day, John Friday and Truett Marshall drove out to Heavenly Hills for another look at their valuable property. They were surprised and angry to find a gang of men digging into the sand at the very spot where they discovered oil. They hurried to the gang foreman for an explanation.
Hey, tain't nothing to get worried about, mister. Don't hurt your property, none. See, there's a pipeline along here that runs from them wells to the tank farm down the coast. Every once in a while, we get a leak in the line and the oil seeps up. We'll have it fixed pretty soon, though.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to A Helping Hand, our next tale of Strange Adventures.